It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the A's with the victory over the Tigers 4-1. They split the double dip, and we got still got a couple more games there at Comerica. After a long day, Vince Catronio, nice to get that victory. And what a debut. It was very impressive.
I would agree, Tony. Didn't know what to expect. You know, I texted Fran Reardon today, give me a little bit of a scouting report. He said he can reach 95. He got hit by a pitch off the ribs at 100 miles an hour in his last start, and he hung in the game, so he loved his competitiveness. He had basically two pitches, didn't really have a third, but we saw some sliders today, but he's consistently 94, 95 with good sinking action. He had a lot of ground balls, a lot of poise. He attacked the hitters, didn't walk anybody. There was a lot to like from Adrian Martinez. If it's his last start here, if that's what the way the A's go and send him back immediately, he has certainly made an impression, and there's no doubt he will be back.
Yeah, oh, no question. And you like how he works fast. Defense plays well behind him. They're expecting the ball to be put in play. And you said everything is down. Whether it is the sinker or it is the changeup, everything is down. You like to see that. You like to see the confidence of Mark Kotze take him a little bit longer than we probably expected. And, yeah, you know, who knows what June, July, but I guarantee we'll see more starts. So definitely like to see that. And, you know, I think about the Tony Kemp play, which was super exciting, but it just goes to show no matter what the record is, these guys still got to have some fun out there.
You're right. I mean, and these guys play hard. They may not be as well equipped on the field numbers-wise as you've seen in the past, but it doesn't prevent these guys from believing they can compete and believe they go into each and every game with a chance to win and an expectation they'll do everything that they can to try to win the game. And Tony's play, you know, outstanding, ending the eighth inning off the bat of Candelario. I mean, there's a freeze-frame shot shown on TV. I'm sure you saw it by NBC Sports California. And he looked like Superman. All that was missing was the cape. I mean, not just fully extended, but we're fully extended probably three and a half feet off the ground. I mean, you're going to see a lot of that around the baseball shows tonight, and deservedly so. Tony's a guy we love. He is infectious. He's an igniter. And when he plays well, the A's are playing well, it really does carry over. And we've talked about that earlier on this road trip, Tony, that the A's need Tony Kemp to be Tony Kemp. He got on base a couple of times today, bunt single at another base hit. Didn't score, but again, made his presence known with that great catch in the eighth inning.
I also think this team is going to need Ramon Laureano and that spirit, the heart, the toughness that he brings. Now, obviously, he's been away from the team, doesn't get out to a hot start, but a few games with the hustle and just everything that he brings, wouldn't you say, will rub off nicely on this team?
Well, he made the one throw, remember, back behind the runner. Thought he could get him at first base, and then he wanted to throw as Miguel Cabrera singled to right field to start the ninth inning. That's the Ramon Laureano you remember, the guy that he wants to beat you any way possible. If it's not with the bat, it's with the arm. If it's not with the arm, it's with the legs. It's some way that he creates and makes his presence felt in a positive way, and when that happens, that is that's a good sign to see for the Athletics, because we've seen it at its high point and what that has meant to the club in the past.
Go have a nice dinner, go have a nice glass of wine, rest the voice, maybe a little tea, and we'll see you tomorrow.
It sounds great, Tony. It's been a long but a fun day of baseball in Detroit.
Vince Catronio from Comerica Park. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. And for these players, you know, on both sides, You know, these can be complete heartbreakers. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, your season, both these teams came in. You got one team's lost 9 in a row. Another team's lost 5 in a row. We keep joking, but it's true. It's 5 games. Somebody's going to win at least 3. Well, now the A's have set themselves up. Get greedy before you got to come home and take on a, let's face it, a red-hot Angels team. The Angels have been playing terrific baseball. They're 20-11. And they got the one fear is what happens if they get it all going. You know, Trout's back to being Trout, hitting 345, 5 jacks, 13 RBIs last 16 games. Ohtani with 2 home runs yesterday, his first career grand slam. He's got 3 bombs, 12 RBIs last 12 games. I mean, they have scored the most runs. They've hit the most home runs. That's coming to town. Jared Walsh hitting 417 during his 6-game hitting streak. I mean, the Angels are, I mean, they're ready to rock. And you want to, you know, you hate the Angels. We can't stand these guys. I mean, getting into division play. But first, you got to make it out of Detroit. Why not? Detroit's bad. Like, today's effort this morning, not good. But you've won 2 out of 3. You win one more. You've won the series, but get greedy. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Murphy's at second, Ramone's at first. A's lead 1-0 here in the fourth, then Fieto to the plate. And Smith swings and lines to center field, sinking in front of Castro. It is going to land for a hit. Murphy's coming around third. The throw is cut off. Throw to third base. And safe at third is Ramone, scoring as Murphy. It's an RBI single for Kevin Smith, and it's 2-0 A's.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Since moving to Oakland in 1968, the A's have won 4 doubleheaders against the Tigers, lost 1, and split 8. So now with this split today, the A's all-time double dips in the Motor City are 3-0-4. And doubleheaders all-time in Oakland history. I love these numbers. The A's are now 66-59 and a 114. It's a split, right? Record in doubleheaders in Oakland A's history. How about that? That's a long time. It's a long day of baseball. I get it during the season if you want to have one a year where you say, hey, everybody, we're going to do a doubleheader. It's great. Let's do it. Make it a big day and do a big promotion around it. You know, give something away in the first game. You know, sometimes they clear everybody out, bring everybody back in for another giveaway, whatever. But, man, 3 this year, 2 in a week, that is a lot of baseball. And it's a lot on your pitching staff. But fortunately, the A starters have gone, I guess, for what we consider deeper into games, they've done that. So these first 3 games, it's not like you've gone full-on bullpen. What about Lou Trevino? Wow. What are the A's going to do? Lou Trevino is nowhere even near the closer for the A's right now. Not even close. You know what's crazy about him? Lou is the type of guy, and it's all mental. It is all mental. When it's all good, he can be unhittable. When not, if just a little bit is off, it's a train wreck. I mean, literally, bases loaded, next, you know, a run's coming in, and now you're staring at Lou's ERA at 10.50? Ugh. Let's go to Cabby in San Francisco. Cabby, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Oh, how you doing, Chris? You know, I woke up this morning and looked at my little internet phone thing, whatever device, and it goes, Detroit and Oakland, 10 a.m. And boy, I said, oh, my God, a day game. And I get up, and, you know, this is before I got my coffee. And I figured out that the A's were just the home team in spirit halfway over the bridge, but I was past the point where I had to pay toll to come back to San Francisco. So I don't know if that was your bright idea where I thought the game was at the Coliseum, so I went for nothing.
See, we just wanted to get you. We just wanted to get that extra money. Yes, I'm working for the man, the politicians, the government. We just wanted that little more money out of you, Cabby.
Dude, if I just got to that Treasure Island turnaround, I could have saved the $7.
hey, Cabby, isn't it just so baseball that it's the only sport where you can actually be the home team at the road stadium?
What do you? Would you know what the stat is on that? What is it like? You got not like a home field where the fans are screaming at you, but to bat last, to be the last batter in the ninth inning. What is it like, a 3.5 or something like that? What's the percentage on that?
I want to know what the all-time record is for teams being the home team while playing on the road. What is the all-time record in baseball for that?
Wait, say that again, the all-time record for?
So the A's were the home team playing in Detroit. So they were the home team playing on the road. What is the all-time record for baseball teams that are the home team but they're playing in the road stadium?
Boy, that you know what? You guys are good on the stat pulling, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull that one out of anywhere.
Or if you're able to pull that out, you really have to wonder what kind of life you really have.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what? I don't want to say this because I'm biased, but wasn't that second game way, way more enjoyable than the first game? I don't know. Maybe I'm a weird guy like that. Just.
Well, I think it's not weird when your team's winning versus when your team's getting shut out.
Dude, you know what? It makes my shift. It's like going to the game. You know, baseball is a radio sport. I know we got TV. But on TV, you know, I don't need a TV to show me what a base hit up the middle looks like. You know what? This first time today that I can't wait to get to the news and watch that Tony Kemp catch. But, you know, baseball is a radio sport.
When you see the athleticism and you see him literally fly through the air, it's incredible. That catch is going to be played over and over and over tonight on MLB Network. I can guarantee you that.
No, and, you know, I always loved baseball and radio. You know, you were back on the radio. Is that's why baseball is the perfect sport, because I can go work. I can go make $200 in the cab while I'm listening to a doubleheader. And like I said, you know, I know what a home run looks like. I don't need to see it. Football, you want it on TV. I actually like hockey on the radio the best, because the announcers in hockey on the radio are so on top of the game. I mean, they just paint this picture, and you know, you're up in the crease and blah. I can't even believe they can talk that fast, much less describe what's going on in a hockey game. And you know, it's amazing. And I talked to this one guy. He was like Philadelphia A's back in the I met him in Philadelphia, and he was like this old timer. I was like 14. Oh, by the way, how old were you when that happened in 69 or whatever? I don't think you were born yet.
I wasn't born yet. 69? What the hell are you talking about?
No, you just mentioned something about the last time something happened, you know, all the planets aligned. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were doing trivia this morning, and I'm like, so much of this trivia, like some of these teams, they've been playing for some. Like, I wasn't born in the 60s. I had no idea what was going on in the 70s. I was a baby.
Exactly. And, you know, that's it's like I love to hear Ty talk, but the Philadelphia A's, this old-timer, and he was telling me how, you know, this is pre-radio days, which was great, but, like, you would have a World Series, or the A's were in the World Series, and there would be, like, 100,000 people show up to the stadium just to listen to the game over the loudspeakers. You know, that's the old days. And, you know, literally, like, half the crowd there to actually go in to see the game. But the other half is just to sit there, you know, kind of like what we do now with these Oracle games. It's kind of an amazing history like that. I don't know. Just I find it fascinating. And like I said, it's a great game when you can sit there and when you listen on the radio, listen to Chris Towns. You know, the only time in all these years I've known you that I've been completely effing jealous of you is when you get to go on the bench in the middle of the game and interview players live game. Never before. I couldn't care less about your old broadcasting, CBS, Sacramento. But when you get to sit there and go on the bench, middle of the game, and then you go up and you say, hey, Chapman, what's your favorite color, you know, or whatever interview you do. I love it. Hey, but I'm not going to do your show anymore if you're going to hire professional comedians to go against me. I can't handle that kind of pressure.
Thank you, Cabby. That's Cabby in San Francisco. The number is 833-625-2278. I keep forgetting what it's like to win. It's like, oh, that's right. We got to get to an interview. Coming up next, Alex Jensen, Luis Pereira right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste-bud-tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces. Then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ Signature Stack Burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against 4 main engine threats. Gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
The A's wanted to see some maturity out of Barrera once he went back to the minor leagues. And it seems like that has paid off. Swinging a high fly ball to left. This is an excellent job by Barrera. Catch is made by Robbie Grossman. Here comes Ramon Laureano. The throw comes in not nearly in time, and Ramon crosses home plate, and it is 4-0. Twice today, Barrera in a situation that required contact. He rolled over on one, got a run from second to third base in the seventh, and here with a sac fly and his first RBI, and it's 4-0 Oakland.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
So Barrera is the 39th player to appear in a game this year. And then Martinez, the starter, making his debut, became the 40th. Now, I don't know where the Rays are, because the Rays were leading all of baseball, and this was, I had this in my notes. They had used like 39 guys, but that was a week ago. So I have to assume they've probably passed that. But whatever, 40 guys? What the hell is the date today? The 10th? Today's the 10th, right, Robert? There's 40 guys. Now, it's kind of skewed because of COVID. You know, that's one of the reasons why we've used so many guys, because guys went on the COVID list. It'd be another thing if guys had regular injuries, physical injuries, and not tested positive or for a virus or been around a virus, someone who has tested positive. So that skewed the numbers a little bit, but it still is what it is, right? You still used 40 guys by May 10th. And today was the scary thing. Like, I've been waiting, like, I haven't talked about it. If you've listened to A's Cast Live, if you've listened to the Clubhouse Show, you've listened to A's Total Access, I have stayed away from it. Is look how thin the bench is. Bench is really thin because it's so ridiculous that we have to carry all these damn pitchers. It's ridiculous. What happens if people get hurt? What are you going to do in a game? And luckily the A's survived it today with a double dip. You could have lost your shortstop and your left fielder on one play with a second game to come. And you're already razor thin, razor thin. That's what having all these pitchers down in the bullpen means. It means you have no bench. Scary if you're a manager. Now, at some point, you're like, all right, who's my best position player that is a pitcher? Who can I stick out in left field and not hurt me? Now, a lot of these guys are really good athletes. I know we always thought, oh, he's a pitcher. All these guys were the best athletes on their teams, for God's sakes. These guys are all terrific athletes. They just haven't. And and the one thing is, you can stick them in the outfield because they shag balls constantly. Every day they're shagging balls. But you don't want to get them hurt. But in a season like this, when you're, 12-19? Now, I didn't even look at the record after the doubleheader. I'm sorry. I apologize. The record is, it got to be 12-19, right? 12-19. All right, after the game, Alex Jensen caught up with Luis Pereira.
A's are victorious in the second game of the doubleheader. I'm joined by A's outfielder Luis Pereira with her, Melissa Bivian. Long day of baseball. First ball game, turning around and getting off to a good start. How important was that?
Empezando el segundo partido, ¿verdad? Después de perdiendo el primero.
Bueno, como te digo, para mí es muy importante de ser lo mejor. Y nosotros ahora mismo hicimos la cosa pequeña para que nos salga bien los fundamentos y gracias a Dios ganamos este partido también.
It was very key for me, you know, to come out victorious. We worked on the little things and, you know, all of the fundamentals, we made sure to come out, and thanks to God, you know, we came out victorious.
You had a couple key at-bats today, the ground ball to first base to move the runner from second to third, and then the sacrifice fly. What's your approach in those at-bats when you come up in a key situation trying to do something to help the team?
¿Qué es tu enfoque cuando hay situaciones, verdad, cuando fuiste hace rato anteriormente que hiciste la arrastrada? ¿Qué es tu enfoque? ¿Qué es lo que tratas de hacer cuando es tu turno en la base, en at-bat?
Bueno, como te digo, había gente segunda. Yo traté de lo... Había un zurdo pichando. Zurdo contra zurdo, se hace un poco más difícil de cerrar un poquito más el hombro y hacerlo bate más corto y tratar de pegarle la bola para segunda base.
You know, there were people at second, and it's kind of difficult, you know, when it's a lefty versus lefty, but, you know, I moved my shoulder a little bit differently and I was able to get it to second.
What about your skill set? What things do you bring to the table that can help this team win?
¿Qué son partes de ti de que tú sientes de que ayudan mucho al equipo, de tu experiencia, de tus skills?
Bueno, como yo soy como un jugador que corre mucho, soy rápido y choco mucho la bola y siempre estoy en posiciones de envasarme. Y por eso para mí que el equipo le ayuda mucho. Yo soy un corredor rápido y para mí que el otro equipo le pongo más, ellos están más pendientes a mí, a cuidarme en la base, como también le puede llegar un rally rápido también.
I'm a fast player, you know, so I make sure to play that position, and I'm a fast runner as well. So I make sure, you know, that the other team is paying attention to me when I'm at base.
What can you say about Adrian Martinez making his first big league start? What did you see from him in Las Vegas, and how did he carry that over to the mound in the big leagues here today?
¿Qué es lo que viste de Alex Martinez ahora que fue su debut, verdad, como lanzador? ¿Qué fue lo que viste de él? ¿Qué es lo que trajo a la mesa?
Bueno, como te digo, él fue allá, yo estaba hablando junto con él, le dije que tiene que ser más tigueraje, más enojado en el montículo, como para tirar los picheos que tiene que tirar. Y me siento bastante orgulloso por él, que la primera salida y lo ayudó mucho a eso y eso es buen trabajo para el día de hoy, que es el primer debut.
I talked to him, you know, before, and I told him, you know, to be a little bit more aggressive on the mound. He's very soft, but I told him, you know, to bring in a little bit more assertiveness. I'm very proud of him, and I'm very happy for his big debut.
Luis Pereira, congrats on the win. Fun watching you, man. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, too.
All right, that's Luis Pereira on A's postgame. The A's take down the Tigers 4-1. They've won two of the first three games of this five-game series. Townie, back to you.
Yeah, you got to go get a young guy for the post-game interview after a doubleheader. Because you know what a veteran guy would look at you and just go, really? Are you serious? We just played 2 9-inning baseball games? Because I guarantee you, the traditionalist, who most of them don't even show up to games, who wanted to keep these 9-inning doubleheaders, players love the 7 innings. You kidding me? Everybody, I don't know too many people that work for a team or around a team that were really against 7-inning doubleheaders. Like, you'd hear these people, you'd be like, I'm hearing this person say this, but I never see this person at the ballpark. Like, oh, they want 9 innings for 2 games, huh, in one day? Yeah, I never see them. Hell, I never even see them for a 1 game, let alone a doubleheader. But the A's got through it, and they split. Long day today. Number 833-625-2278. That is 833-625-2278. So the first one, it goes to the Tigers. What was the final in that one? It seems like so long ago, 6-0. And the second game goes to the Athletics 4-1. We'll hear from the skipper next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there. And he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
And here comes the 1-2 offer. Swing and a miss, came back with a slider, and down goes Baez, 1-2-3, in the Major League debut for Adrian Martinez. On to the second, no score.
Martinez, he's ready, kicks and fires, and a swing and a miss, gets away from Murphy, trickles over toward the A's dugout. Murphy pounces on it and throws to first for the out. Martinez escapes damage, and after three complete, no score, the A's and the Tigers.
How could you not be impressed? I mean, this guy was the lesser of the prospects, older. We knew he was closer to the big leagues. But Adrian Martinez was fantastic. 5 1/3, scoreless, threw strikes, worked fast. By the way, and it just reminded myself, I'm like, I've been going since 8 a.m., folks. Dallas Braden made a great point that the two pitchers going today, this may be the future of baseball. And you might be saying, well, okay, they're young. No. But what you saw today is what's coming. It's guys who get on the mound and throw the ball. It's this crazy idea that you actually get up on the mound and you don't waste any time. You get your sign, you get up there, and let's rock, baby. It's baseball. It's not throw the pitch, walk around the mound, rub the rosin bag, rub the ball, look at the shortstop, get on the mound, throw the pitch, do it all over again. No, it's get up, throw the ball now. Faeda was the same way. Both these pitchers in this second game are young pitchers who have been in the minor leagues, and they have the pitch clock. And the pitch clock tells you, get your behind up on that mound and throw it. Let's go. Get the game going. This is how the game is supposed to be played. If you go back and watch those Ken Burns videos, God, I can't believe I said videos. You know why? It's because I was given that set a long time ago, and they're VHS tapes, and I have no idea where they are. But Ken Burns did the History of Baseball, or now I got to look it up. God, Ken Burns. Documentaries, what's the one on baseball? God, he's done a bazillion. Look it up, Robert. What's the one on baseball? Films by Ken Burns. It's famous, for God's sakes. So famous, I can't remember the name. But it's just called Baseball. Oh, yeah, it's just called Baseball. And you look back in the day, man, all the players ran off the field and the other team ran onto the field. Pitchers got up, threw a couple pitches, throw it down to second base, let's go, boom, boom, boom. The game had constant movement, right? Movement. It's something that you may not notice. You don't notice it on television in football. But if you go to a football game, notice how, guys, it's always moving. Offense coming off. Your offense is coming off. Defense is coming on. And the other team, vice versa. There's always people coming and going onto the field. There's no the only time they're sitting around at a football game is when you have the TV timeouts or if a team calls a timeout. The rest of the time, it's always moving. They're always moving because there's a clock. That's the thing. When there's a clock in the sport, you're not allowed just to drag your you-know-what. I'll say it. There's no dragging ass. You got to move because there's a clock. You got to get the playoff in football. You got to get the ball up the court. I mean, that's just how sports works, except baseball. And people go, but that's the beauty of the game. It was the beauty of the game. It's no longer the beauty of the game. It's made games that are 1-0, 2 hours and 55 minutes. That's what we just had Minnesota. 2 hours and 55 minutes for a 1-0 game because there's a lot of standing around, there's a lot of pitches, there's bullpen changes. Listen, every single time, and it's ridiculous, I have no idea why an old man in a uniform has to walk all the way out to the mound, take the ball from the pitcher. Pitcher's got to walk all the way back to the dugout, and then a guy's got to walk all the way in from the bullpen. Then he's got to get his pitches. I mean, if each team uses 4 or 5 relievers, you've added literally 25 to 30 minutes to the game, basically on changes. Our commercial, Robert, what is the standard pitching change commercial? Is it 2 minutes and 30 seconds? Minute and a half? So just for us, in commercials that you're going to hear is a minute and a half. But that doesn't count. Guy walking out to the mound, guy talking, then he signals. I mean, you should be able to say, you're out, you're in, let's go. But it's the nuances of baseball. Okay, but the problem is you've dragged the game on so long that we've got to have now a pitch clock. So what you saw today was two young pitchers. What did they do? If you noticed it, Dallas Braden made the great point. Dallas picked it up early. He goes, hey, we got two kids and they're pitching with the pitch. They're used to the pitch clock. Look how it almost looks like they're hyper because they get the ball and go and get the ball and go because we're not used to that. It was nice to see. Get up there, throw the baseball, let's go. And for pitchers, it works. When you work fast, it gets you into a good rhythm. You get into a good rhythm, you're throwing strikes, your defense behind you, and then what happens? They leave the game, and here comes the relievers. Four relievers for Detroit. Three relievers for the A's. We were at a fast pace in this game because these two young kids were pumping the strike zone. They did. So their guy walked two, our guy walked none. Game was flying by, and then what happened? You went to seven relievers, and it turned out to be a 3-hour game. This could have been a 2-hour and 15, 20-minute contest, but the relievers changes it all. But I like Martinez sinking it. Everything's sinking. Everything down. Can throw anything for a strike. I mean, he's part of the Manaea trade. The year discovery? Let's see what he's got. And he may go down after this. That's fine. But he'll be back up. Remember, the average team uses at least 13 pitchers. So he'll come back up. I'm intrigued. I'd like to see him a couple more times. Hey, life's about seizing the moment. It's about the opportunity. He was given the opportunity. He took advantage of it. I guarantee you. Where's David Force? I think we talked to him on Friday. Hey, what happens when a guy does this? How much does it make you guys, no matter what your metrics say, how much is just the eye test, you say, you know what, I want to see this guy again. Well, let's hear from the skipper. Here's Mark Kotze.
Hi, Matt.
What did you think of what you got from Adrian Martinez?
It was a great performance from Adrian. Really, really happy for the kid. He came up here, first major league start, and from pitch one just attacked the zone. Most impressive thing was he didn't walk. I don't believe he had any walks today. So commanded the baseball, and had a great performance.
You see, you hadn't gotten a chance to see him pitch in the spring. What stood out to you about his stuff?
Well, he's got a pretty electric sinker. You know, good velocity behind it. Seemed to be getting on some of the hitters. You know, and then I believe it's a screwball that we call it a change. That's a real good out pitch. So that two pitch combo along with that slider that he was mixing in seemed to keep these guys off balance.
What did you think of Tony's catch
there? Pretty acrobatic catch. I'm sure we'll see it on the highlights, right? That's what Tony does. You know, I haven't seen it done video yet, but the reaction was priceless. I thought the reaction was outstanding. So
what was more impressive, the catch or the reaction?
I think the reaction, personally. No, big play, you know, in the inning and you know, obviously, it led to us adding on a run in the following inning with a little momentum.
So he was fairly aggressive on the bases there, a couple stolen bases that kind of pushed the issue. Is that more of an emphasis here in game two, or is there just something that you're good for seeing?
Well, I think we've been running the bases pretty well as a group. We've been successful at stealing bases. We've been able to, you know, pick our spots. So, you know, overall, we know we need to create a little offense when we're not, you know, tearing the cover off the baseball, but you know, so far we've had some good success stealing bases.
Noisy might not like jump out as a guy who is going to steal a lot of bases, but he's got a few this year, and that was obviously kind of a jump start there in the fourth. How is he able to maybe maximize what he can do?
I think he gets a good lead. You know, he's a smart base runner. And from our standpoint, when we look at, you know, the information that lines up with the possibility of him having a good chance at stealing a base, we try to take advantage of that.
Was some of that Haas, because Haas has been struggling this year to throw runners on, was that part of it?
Yeah, I think overall in general, when you get a pitcher's time and you feel like you've got an advantage on the base pass, and you're looking at you know, all factors in. If they align in our favor, we feel like we can be aggressive, or we need to be aggressive, and we were today.
What are you seeing from Lou just in the game since he's been back?
You know, I think overall Lou, he's got good life on the fastball. You know, he might be making some mistakes in the middle of the plate. That's leading to a couple soft contact hits. Overall, you know, I think today was a good day to get him in there, and I'm glad that it finished on the right end.
It looked like maybe when you went out to get Martinez, maybe just said something to her, stayed a little bit longer, and he was smiling when he came off. But, did you tell him anything in particular?
No, great job, but he I think wanted to give us all hugs, which I would have taken a hug, but you know, I had to get the ball. So I think. All in all, what a day for him, and from all standpoints, it was you know, fun to watch him, and fun to see the smile that from a player that, you know, was getting his first experience. All right, guys.
Pretty cool. MLB Mexico on Twitter giving a shout out to Adrian Martinez. I know they're talking. I see debut. But reading Spanish, not very good. But I know they're giving him a nice shout out. He's got to be very proud. Come on. You wait for this your entire life, folks. Your entire life. It's what you wait for. Your debut to get in the big leagues, and you win it. Doesn't get any better than that. Come on. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services. specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Who's feeling pretty good about the car they drive right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
I love my Honda CR-V.
I'd recommend a Honda to anybody.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
According to J.D. Power, Honda's the number one brand for residual value. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Based on J.D. Power U.S. ALG 36-month residual value forecast for 2022 mainstream models. For J.D. Power 2022 award info, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against 4 main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Now Candelario sends a line drive. Diving play to his right. Unbelievable catch by Tony Kemp. Spectacular. As he flies through the air, and even Tony, mouth wide open. That was unbelievable. Candelario is retired. The inning is over. And Tony Kemp just made the highlight reel for everybody on a Tuesday night. On to the ninth inning, it is 3-0 Oakland.
This is A's Clubhouse.
All righty, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. We actually have games to talk about now because forever it was just the A's and the Tigers. We had nothing going on well into the second game of the double dip. Well, the Dodgers had a 16-game winning streak against the Pirates. Pirates beat them yesterday, snapped that, and now the Dodgers want it all back. It's 11-0 in the seventh inning there in Pittsburgh for L.A. Top of the sixth, Brewers lead the Reds 2-1. Hey, the Reds have won a few games lately. They're now 6-23. Nationals shutting out the Mets 2-0, top of the sixth. Blue Jays shutting out the Yankees at Yankee Stadium 3-0, top of the fifth. Into the third, it is the Red Sox leading the Braves 6-3, top of the fourth. Astros 1, Twins nothing. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Orioles shutting out the Cardinals 3-0, top of the third. And Rangers lead the Royals 3-0, scoreless at the end of two between the Guardians and the Red Sox. Game to be looking at here later on is for sure the Rays and the Angels down at the Big A. That's going to kick off at 6:38. That's one to watch because the Angels are red hot. So come on, Rays, because the A's are going to be taking on the Angels coming up here. By the way, the top six records in baseball, let's call them the top six seeds, huh? Thinking of the playoffs? Yankees 1, Angels 2, Twins 3. While it's Astros, Rays, and Blue Jays, round off 4, 5, and 6. Well, they're all playing each other. Yankees and Jays, as I just told you, that's 1 versus a 6. Angels versus Rays is 2 versus a 5. And Twins and Astros is a 3 versus a 4. Very interesting early. What do we got going tomorrow? Well, Ace Cast Live is back. That's what we got going tomorrow. So we're going to have a fantastic show. It's time to look and see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Bill Moriarty from Athletics Farm at 1:30. Lot to talk to. I'm telling you, between him and Melissa Lockhart, we're talking a lot of minor leagues this year because got to talk about who's the future, who's in, who's out, who's helping, who's not. The Pitching Ninja is going to be by at 2 o'clock. Can't wait to talk to him. And then Mike Petriello from MLB.com and MLB Network at 2:30. So we got Bill Moriarty, we got the Ninja, we got Mike Petriello, all coming your way tomorrow on A's Cast. You go to athletics.com/A's Cast at 1 o'clock. We're on from 1 to 3, then A's Total Access at 3:10. Then First Pitch is going to be at 4:10. Yes? Baseball all day, go to sleep, wake up. We're back in business tomorrow. 1 o'clock A's Cast Live, 3:10 A's Total Access. First pitch going to be at 4:10. The A's split a double dip with the Tigers. They lose 6-0 in game one. They win game two, 4-1. Win tomorrow, and you for sure win this series. We'll see everybody tomorrow right here on A's Cast. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message. Video, phone, together.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Hi, my name's Kevin. I'm active duty, so I'm figuring out my options while I'm stationed here.
Hey, Kevin. Navy Federal Credit Union is celebrating Military Appreciation Month, so you called the right place.
Guess you could say it's like a match made for Kevin. Get it?
Very good.
At Navy Federal, our mission has been to help the military community for over 85 years. During Military Appreciation Month, we're celebrating the commitment that connects us. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. 4 tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive, the tag. Save at the plate, and the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.